Yeah, 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 come and take a look at the snow. Bright white as far as your eyesight goes. Come and take a look at the fields of snow. I'll just get my coat, then we're good to go. Come and take a look at the lake. Let's have a quick skate before it gets late. Come and take a look at the frozen lake. Put your clothes on, mate, don't make that mistake.
Hayao Miyazaki of Studio Ghibli has often been quoted as saying, anime was a mistake. Dear listeners, tonight I'm joined with my good friend Joey Wade of the Christmas Creeps podcast. Tonight we are going to try to answer that question, that eternal question. We're going to find out if anime was a mistake. Hello, welcome to Christmas Creeps, your one-stop shop for holiday movies and TV all year round. I am your co-host Bradford. With me tonight is my good friend and host of the show, Joey Wade. How are you doing, Joe?
Good evening, sir. I'm doing well. Anime, I do believe, was a mistake, but that's just my opinion.
Can't be much more of a mistake than Schmarch Madness, can it?
Listen, there's a reason why we took an entire month off to recover from the nut house that was Norch Madness.
I was going to say, it was a segment so bad that it, we just made it, killed our enthusiasm for this podcast. No, I kid.
A segment so bad that it killed the show.
I mean, it's bound to happen at some point where we just are all so disgusted with...
No, if this show ever dies, it's going to be because of like mission drift or something, you know, like we're just going to give up on the entire premise of the show and start talking about video games full time. That's how you know the show is dead.
Yes.
But that day is not today.
Not yet. Not yet. We're getting, we're jumping into a closer ocean here with tonight's discussion and this month's discussion topics. But, yeah, how have you been?
Oh, I've been doing okay, all things considered. I will be truly, perfectly honest. Norwich Madness did kind of get me out of the holiday mood, so I'm happy to be back in fighting shape for this episode tonight.
I don't know if anything we're going to watch is going to get you into the holiday mood, but...
yeah, all bets are off. All I'm saying is, after the month off, our month-long sabbatical, I'm happy to be back. That's all I'm saying.
Me too. For those of you unfamiliar with anime, we've only done it once before on the pod, but this is our in the month of May, it is a block dedicated to Christmas Japanese animation, which, as you can imagine, is not a particularly deep well to draw from, but There's something there, and
which is why it's been 4 years since the last time we did it.
Hey, it's like the Summer Olympics of podcasting blocks. It's ill-advised, it's bad for everybody involved in the general area, and it comes every 4 years, so we're doing it.
You know, I would have likened it more to the Winter Olympics. It's just much like the Winter Olympics, it's not real sports.
This is true.
I don't know.
That's why, man, the Winter Olympics is more fun to watch and superior in pretty much every regard, but...
This is true. This is very true. I cannot argue.
Hot Olympic takes here on the pod.
in 2023, an off-Olympic year.
Yes. Very topical. We're nothing if not topical here on Christmas Creeps. Smoke
Film
them if
noir,
you got them.
Anime, the Olympics, you got it all here, baby.
The hits.
Oh, my God. Let's, you know what?
Can check.
I'm feeling good. Let's crack it open and rock and roll.
Yeah, this is technically a stuffer, so it should be a more laid back, see what I did there, type situation. I should be drinking a chamomile tea, but I'm going a little hard because this is my, because I'm running the show here. And I do what I want. Kanchak, what you working with?
Well, I am nothing if not a creature of habit. I'm pretty sure I've talked about this on the pod before. I got a Shinerbach Strawberry Blonde this evening.
Mm, that sounds mighty good.
Y'all know I do love the Shiner brand, and every season they got a different one out. And this right now, it's a Strawberry Blonde, and it's very refreshing.
I do like a good Ruby Redbird in the heat of summer.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Bradford, what about you?
I have an Omegang Nomegang. It's a Belgian blonde, and it is quite heavy. Not heavy in taste, but heavy as far as the ABV goes. So we're going to have some fun tonight.
Yeah, that's a beer from our friend Libby's part of the world.
Yeah. All right. So I had you watch some anime.
And I will never forgive you.
I apologize in advance. For those of you who don't know, Joe is not... He can appreciate a good animated film, but he is not... He doesn't seek out anime television. Let's put it that way.
Listen, in my younger days, I was known to be very much anti-anime. As I've grown older and more mellow, but not necessarily more wiser, I have... been more
open-minded.
I've been more open-minded to it, and I've been more receptive. So this is Bradford's attempt to acclimatize me to his taste in entertainment.
Honestly, I've kind of moved in the opposite direction from you. I was a huge weeb in high school, and I've kind of moved away from that. But if this series is good and it it piques my interest, I'll check it out. Like these two series here, well, one of them especially that we're going to talk about is one of my favorites. Actually, we'll get into it. But anyways.
Okay.
First up, we watched an episode of a show called Laidback Camp, a.k.a. Yes. known by its native title, Yuru Camp. And it is... a slice of life series about camping, and boy howdy, it is not slice of life. It is like they took a slice out of the cake and handed you the rest of the cake of life.
Yeah, it is the Pac-Man shaped slice of life.
Correct. It is a very, as the name implies, it is a very easygoing, mellow show where the stakes are not high, and a lot of people like it for that. It was originally, as a lot of shows are, it was originally a comic before it was an animated show.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that has been localized as well. There are quite a few people who like this series. I've heard some people describe it as the Joe Pera of anime, which
okay.
is not the worst descriptor, I suppose. It's very like cozy. You can kind of fall asleep to it.
I don't know why, but I have this image in my head of like the Joe Pera of anime is still just Hayao Miyazaki.
I guess.
And now I'm picturing Joe Pera saying anime was a mistake.
Joe Pera has some jokes about anime, you know.
Does he really?
Yes. He's on some late night show or something, and he's like, yeah, I did an anime show recently, and I opened with, "Oh!" And he goes, "That for those of you who can't tell, that's an anime guy." And he cracks, there's like one joke he cracks about DBZ on his show, too. Like, Joe Pera talks with you.
Okay.
The barbershop episode.
Oh, yeah, I remember
he
that.
He gets like a Super Saiyan haircut. Anyways.
So, real quick, though.
Yes.
Before we started this entire experiment, Bradford told me that of the two shows that we had watched for this, one was decidedly no chill and one was decidedly all chill. And I take it this was the one that you were trying to tell me was more chill, correct?
Yes, this was the all chill one.
This was all chiller, no killer. And I got to tell you, that is not my experience with this at all.
You disagree?
This, I think just by the nature of it being like an extremely like
anime
girl anime show,
there's a lot of excitement.
There was zero chill for me watching this.
I suppose if you're not used to it, it is like kind of like a panic attack in TV form. I get where you're coming from, and I knew you were gonna put me on blast for this. But
like, have you ever been to like a convention and you see the kid who's just shown up for the very first time,
like their first convention,
and how excited they are about literally everything? That was this show for 30 minutes, and it was exhausting.
It's a mood.
It is a mood.
I see you and I have different opinions about this show.
And that's fair.
It is fair. If you're accustomed to this sort of media, it is still very positive, very not hyperactive.
I agree with you 100%. There is no bummers, no downers in this entire episode. Like, it's all just positive energy. I get that.
But it is very, like, positive little puppy energy.
Yes, there it is. That's it.
There you have it. Okay, so this show is about a group of girls who go camping. That's the long and short of it. They're in a camping club, and they go on campouts. And each episode is, like, a different campout in real places. So in this episode, they are on the Asagiri Plateau, which is an area west of Mount Fuji, and it has majestic views of the big mountain, and they go on Christmas Eve, which is why we're watching this.
Yes, this is a Christmas campout, as it were.
Campmas
is the name of the episode.
Campmas is the name of this episode. and I have binders full of women here. I've got the main characters. There's Rin. She's kind of the main character. She rides a scooter. She's kind of a loner at the beginning of the series, and the camp club kind of takes her in, and she realizes that it's kind of fun to camp out with other people, even though she values her alone time. And the other main character sort of is a pink-haired last name, Nadeshko, and she is excited about everything, all the time. Never not excited. Yeah. And I think that's probably a lot of where your observation about the energy of this show comes in.
Yeah, just like, every time she opened her mouth and was excited about something, I just wanted to say, oh my god, just chill out for a second.
Calm down.
Take a breath. It's okay.
Yes. and then we have some other characters. There's Chiaki, who's the president of the club. She's the one with glasses. She's also very excited about everything as well, but not quite as much. And then we have Aoi, who is the one who made dinner. She made sukiyaki. She's more calm and reserved than some of the others. And then there's Anna, which literally my only notes are the other one.
The other one.
She's the one with the dog. She's the one with the chihuahua.
Okay. All right.
Yes. And in the family. And then there's Minami, which they just call Sensei. And she's the substitute teacher at the school, whose character trait is an alcoholic.
Oh, the one who was day drinking from the jump.
And honestly, the one I identify with most in this entire series, but
big old same right here.
We're old jaded men. So what you gonna do? She gets fleshed out more in the series, as you can imagine. But in this, she's kind of serves as comic relief that she day drinks and talks about alcohol a bunch. And she's just kind of there. Fun fact. This episode's story actually continues on to the next episode, but I am a merciful lord, so I decided to spare you having to watch two episodes of a show that maybe you weren't going to be into. You got the broad strokes. I'll get into like what happens in the second episode at the end of the plot summary, of which is going to last about 30 seconds.
Right, if we wanted to play a game with this, we could, but I'm going to veto that and say no, because let's just move on.
The plot summary that we can do quickest is girls go camping and have a very good time.
Yeah.
There we go. There we have it.
There you have it.
No, it just kind of gets into like the minutia of camping and whole camp experience and checking in. They all check in and they all kind of miss each other and go do their own things for a while and then meet up and have fun, do the mm-hmm. camp thing. And then I guess I was going to actually ask you, have you done much camping?
I camped more when I was a kid than I have. I have not camped as an adult. I'll say that.
Okay.
Did my share of camping as a kid with friends whose family does more camping than mine does. Mm-hmm. So I've slept in a tent outside. I've, been on camp retreats with church groups and things where we've gone fishing at night and things like that. And, I don't dislike it, but I have not sought that experience since I grew up and got my own driver's license.
I see. I've wanted to camp a lot more. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I camped a lot when I was younger. I was in the Scouts. So there's that.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever actually mentioned that on this podcast. Probably have over an odd 100+ episodes, but
you may have, but I honestly did not know that about you, but it makes perfect sense.
Yes. I will say this about this show. It's maybe a little over exuberant and oversimplifies things and is no bummers, but I think it captures the spirit of camping pretty nicely, really. Mm. Like, it captures the spirit of camping when everything is going well nicely.
Yeah, just the sheer joy of doing the thing. I appreciate that.
Yeah, especially like when it starts getting dark. I guess that's why I brought this up. And then we get back into the plot summary. It's like, oh, we need to start making dinner. And dinner is much more, even, I don't know what it is about camping, but it becomes much more of a communal experience than even like if everybody's hanging out in the kitchen while somebody's cooking in a house.
Right.
Because you all want to eat dinner because you're camping. And you all want to see what somebody is making for everybody. And you sit around and you have a good time. I don't know.
Yeah.
So this is kind of the main plot point of the episode is dinner.
Yeah.
They bring really nice beef, A5 beef, which I think is like a Wagyu sort of situation.
Yeah, I was going to say that's like a Wagyu beef.
It's heavily marbled. It looks delicious. Mm. Good job. Good job, food illustrators. And they make sukiyaki, which is, like a pot full of different things like soy sauce and mirin, and you kind of have it all boil. It's like a nabe sort of situation, and they add in roasted tofu and other good stuff.
It's like a good stew, like a Brunswick stew almost.
Yeah, I would say the broth is a little bit thinner, but then they do a second course with tomatoes, which is a nice touch. And then they add in cheese pasta as sort of the final course, which is sort of a Nabe tradition, if you're unfamiliar, to sop up the rest of the broth, so to speak.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. And then they're having a good time. But I guess the one bad thing that happens in this episode is the burner runs out of fuel, and so the last sort of beat of this episode is they send Rin volunteers to go get some fuel on her motor scooter, and she's looking up at the scenery and thinking about her life and thinking about camping with other people, and a little smile comes across her face and it's nice.
Yeah,
it's just nice. Okay,
it's just nice. And I want to backtrack just a little bit, because before they even get started on the dinner, they go ahead and have their dessert, because guess what they make at the campsite? They make s'mores.
Oh, that's right. They do make s'mores, and they make it in a really clever way, which had never occurred to me before. They skip the melting of like the cheese and the graham cracker, and they just put it on like a Hydrox situation.
Yeah.
Which is really clever if you think about it, because if you get your marshmallow toasty enough and you put it in between the two parts of the cookie before it gets too cold, it's going to melt that chocolate anyways. Because the hardest part about making a proper s'more is, I believe, getting the chocolate anywhere near melty.
Yeah, getting the consistency that you don't just bite straight through it. Yeah.
And, you know, s'mores are a very Christmassy thing.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's the chocolate and marshmallow, and I mean, it's all the fixins that you use to make, like, the gingerbread houses out of, and it's all that like holiday comfort food coming out. You know,
I like a good s'more. I'm not a sweets guy, but I, excuse me, I will. Those gnomes are fighting their way back up. I will never turn my nose up at a s'more.
Mm-mm. One of my favorite things as a kid. We have a big park downtown. I'll go ahead and say it to you. It's Tanglewood Park.
Yes,
the Tanglewood lights.
Yeah,
and it's a huge Christmas light display, but it's the kind that you drive your car through. And you know, every year as a kid, we would go do this thing. I'm sure my parents hated it because it's just long and slow, and the kids are in the back just making a mess and being rowdy and stuff. But the Christmas lights are beautiful, and there are stops along the way where you can pull your car over, and they have like a campfire going, and you can go out and make s'mores. And I always wanted to do that because I always thought it sounded so cool, and like they're making s'mores. And every time my dad would just say, "No, that costs extra," and we'd keep on driving.
Tell you what, I'll take you to Tanglewood. I'll drive you around, and I'll pay for the s'mores.
Let's do it.
No offense, Buck, but that's what I'm doing. Don't take it personally. We've done the drive through the lights thing with our daughter, and it's kind of nice because it's like so much of parenting and adulting. You have to be like a really active participant in what your kid is doing. And in this, it's just like you're going for a nice drive.
Yeah.
Has
she enjoyed that?
Yeah, she likes it a lot. And you put I put on Christmas music, and you know,
of course,
you're driving through a park at 10 miles per hour, looking at the lights, thinking about your life, thinking about how your car is burning fossil fuels that are contributing to the death of the planet, and how everything that you love is eventually going to be wiped off the face of the earth, and nobody's ever going to remember you in 200 years. Wait, where was I going with this?
Wow, you leapfrogged over my bummer of a comment right away. All I was going to say was like driving through the lights, looking around, going, "Man, I wish I was this creative."
But no,
you just went to an extremely existentially dark place. Wow.
I'm not joking, but like all you can do is laugh about that sort of thing. So, anyways,
look, all I can say is it's Christmas and we're all in misery.
Correct.
Okay.
He would do anything to make him in misery. Anyways. And also there's some Christmas stuff in this episode besides the s'mores. They all get dressed up in Santa outfits.
Yeah, because of course Santa Rangers.
The Santa Rangers. And they have a little Christmas tree that they set up on their picnic table. And that's cool. But the coolest thing they have is they have like a foldable portable chair, but it's made out of like space grade material, and they put a fire on it.
Yeah,
that's really cool, and that's I want to cool see stuff. I'm sure it really exists, and if it doesn't cost a mint, I think that's like the coolest thing ever.
That would be neat. Yeah. Oh man, like my favorite line in the entire episode came right about here when they're dressed up like Santa Claus, and one of them goes, "It's kind of like we're a bunch of mall Santas getting together after work."
Yes.
Like,
yes,
it is. That's exactly what it looks like.
That is exactly what it looks like. Yeah, but they have a good time. Everybody has a good time. Everybody's being friends and having a good time.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's a part of what Christmas is all about. Just spending time with the people that you enjoy hanging out with and having a good time.
It's certainly less of a bummer than a lot of Christmas media.
It really is. And my only misgiving with it is
it's very anime.
The anime-ness of it all. And I realize that's a me problem. I can acknowledge that.
The incredible anime-ness of being. Yeah. So, as I had mentioned earlier, this actually continues into the next episode. You don't miss a whole lot. The Chihuahua has to go home because it's getting too cold. So, and his big sister comes and picks up the Chihuahua. By Chihuahua.
Chihuahua.
then they all clean up after dinner and they have a bath and then they get into their tents and look at the stars and talk about their life. Then they get up and have a nice breakfast. And that's kind of about it.
Okay.
Oh, and they watch stuff on a tablet before they go to bed.
Okay.
Which is, I mean, honestly, if anything, this is very true to life. Like, that's really boring to watch people watch stuff on a tablet as part of your media. But gosh darn it, they stuck with the bit and, you know,
committed to
it. They don't have a grand adventure where they get sucked into an alternate dimension. No, they're watching Netflix on a tablet.
Mm-hmm.
As one does.
They're watching the new season of The Floor is Lava. It's okay.
Yes.
I'll say that reminds me of one of my camping trips as a kid when I went with a friend and his family.
Yeah.
And they had us, they had a camper, an RV, and they had he and I just in a tent outside the RV. Because,
the kids' table of RVs.
The kids' table of RVs is just a tent on the ground outside. But they let him bring along a TV and a VCR that we ran an extension cord into the RV so we could watch it in the tent.
That is the most 90s shit ever. I love it.
It gets better.
Go on.
Because on our way out to the campground, they stopped to set a Blockbuster so that we could rent some tapes for this VCR and TV.
Oh, no. You gotta let me give me the year and I'm guessing.
Okay, I'm gonna guess it's this is probably 1996.
All right, I gotta look up one movie, all right?
I can guarantee you're not gonna guess it. Here's a hint.
Okay.
Here's a hint. It is not a movie.
Oh, a television show? Oh God! I now you've thrown me for a loop, and I can't even guess anymore.
We only rented one tape that night, and it was like a collection of episodes of Cadillacs and Dinosaurs.
What the hell? All right, so how was this, it?
It's freaking Cadillacs and Dinosaurs. It was great.
Okay. Well, that's cool.
If you've never seen or heard of Cadillacs and Dinosaurs, it does exactly what it says on the tin, and it's the most 90s thing I've ever seen. And,
okay.
Yeah.
Is it animated? I mean,
yes, it is.
I've heard of it. I don't know anything else about it. I've only heard the title.
Yeah, it's animated. It's from, let's see, 1993, yeah.
Cadillacs and Dinosaurs.
Oh, all right. Oh, this is great. I did not know this. Created by Stephen E. D'Souza, mm-hmm. which is a name you might be familiar with. He's the screenwriter of Die Hard.
Okay, well, it all ties back in.
It all
now,
comes
doesn't
back
it?
Around.
It all wraps back around.
Yeah, it only got one season.
Ah.
Oh,
well,
boy.
That's a lovely story. I have many fond memories of camping. Maybe not as awesome as that. Ooh, excuse me.
You probably have more authentic stories about camping. So,
oh, boy, howdy I do. But the authentic ones are not fun. I mean, I had some lovely time camping, too. So that's what it's about. There's a lot of stuff that sucks, but there's a lot of stuff that's great.
Yeah, I'm not here to put down camping. I'm just saying I am a creature of comfort, and as I've grown older, I realize I'm happiest indoors.
There you go. All right. Any last thoughts about this?
Well,
any last words? Any last rights?
Our stocking stuffer metric, would you put this on at a Christmas party?
So I'm actually proposing an alternative to the stocking stuffer metric, because I firmly believe that your answer to any of this, and frankly my answer to any of these, would be a solid no, you weirdo.
Okay,
why are you putting this on at a Christmas party?
100% fair.
Unless your Christmas party is like all weebs, I guess.
Yeah, your college anime club may love it.
My question instead for this month is going to be, at least for the stuffers, is going to be, was Anna May a mistake? Yes or no? Go with your gut. No wrong answer.
Oh, this is tough.
And,
because like
and put another way, do you regret watching? Like, did you consider this a negative value time sink, or were you at least okay with the experience of having watched this?
I'm okay with it in so much as, like, I am here to sanction your buffoonery, Brad, and...
But that's not the question.
I know. But my honest-to-God answer is, this confirmed so many of the biases I already had against anime.
There you go. So your answer is yes.
Yes.
Anime was a mistake. And that's fair. Very good.
And it's only just the beginning, folks.
We've only just begun to fly.
To weeb.
Thank you so much for joining us here. If you have some strong feelings or thoughts about Eurocamp or any other of the animated arts, you can contact us many different ways. We're at Gmail at, is it xmascreeps@gmail.com?
Yes, it is xmascreeps.
And we're on Twitter for as long as that still exists as a thing.
While I can still stand it, we are going to be on Twitter.
And then I think we're also a bunch of other places that you could probably find us, I guess.
We nominally still have a Facebook and Instagram account that I may or may not update. But let me tell you, the best way to reach us, go to our show notes and find the link to our Discord channel and come talk to us there.
Yes, join us. We talk about all sorts of things on our Discord. We talk about Christmas. Obviously, we talk about the episodes we record, but we, more so than that, we talk about video games and we talk about awful internet stuff and all of the terrible things that are happening and all the good things that are happening.
I talk about movies that nobody cares about but me. And I pretty much just talk to myself.
You sweet child. We love your movie channel. Definitely. I definitely don't click on it to get rid of the little dot that says I have an unread message. You sweet child. No.
Bradford.
No, I'm kidding.
You know you can mute any of those channels, right?
But it feels wrong to mute it. No, you post about actual good stuff that I like looking at.
I try my best. But suffice it to say, our Discord is where you want to be. So we'll put that link in our show notes. Come join us and join the fun.
Join us, won't you? Maybe we'll even do some fun stuff at some point.
Who knows? The sky's the limit right now.
The sky is the limit. Thank you so much for joining us. We know you have a lot of choice when it comes to media, especially starting on Friday, May 12th, when The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom for the Nintendo Switch Entertainment System comes out. Which is why we're recording this before May 12th, 2023. God, doing the movie for this month is going to be torture, and I'm just going to be like staring at my Switch.
I know.
The entire time.
I know.
How's Breath of the Wild treating you, by the way?
I am deep in it right now. Like I guess I'm about halfway there.
Yeah.
I'm making good progress in it, but I don't know if I'm going to finish it before Tears of the Kingdom comes out. But you know what?
Here's the thing.
I'm fine with that.
Take your time, and halfway there is only when you decide it's halfway there, and that's the beauty of Breath of the Wild.
Yeah,
you can make it as long or as short as you want. All right. So
we've talked anime and video games enough, and it is time for us to go. But we will be back in 1 week because anime soldiers on.
Yes. All right. We'll see you then.
Have a good night, everybody.
Good night.
Happy Christmas. Happy Christmas.